to Finley's My Little Pony podcast. This is episode 30, and today is a special episode. We are going to be doing the games.
Yes, today we're covering, you know, you didn't finish your whole introduction, by the way.
Oh, I didn't?
No, you didn't say who you were.
I'm Finley, and this is my dad.
Yes, now you did it. Now you finished the introduction. But yes, today's our special 30th anniversary, or 30th episode, and as such, on our every 10 episodes, we go off topic and do something that isn't the show. And Finley, you picked to cover two different game versions
of My Little Pony.
My Little Pony. So the first one we're going to talk about today is the My Little Pony iPad, iPhone,
That's not really saying
much. Version of the game.
It's called the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic. Just saying it's a pony game. Oh my gosh, there's so many.
You're right.
Not just one My Little Pony game.
Well, but this is like the official
Little Pony Friendship is Magic
game. Yeah, except no imitators. This is, so if you go onto iTunes or whatever and you search for My Little Pony and you're looking for an actual game, this is it. So, Finley, how long would you say you've been playing this particular game?
Like, since I was 5. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Since you're 5?
Yes, I think it was actually since I was 5. Maybe so, 6. It was either 5 or 6.
So you saying you've been playing this game off and on for 5 years now?
Yeah.
Well, not quite. Almost 5 years.
Yeah.
Because you're almost 10.
Yeah.
So, anyway, but, and have you stayed interested in it this whole 5 years? Is it interesting enough for you to keep going back 5 years later?
Yes, it is very interesting.
So what do you like about it? Well, how about you tell folks what the goal of this game is? How does this game work?
Well, see, there's one goal, and it's Nightmare Moon. And the whole goal of the game is to collect all these My Little Ponies, get tons of money to buy more, and then open tons of land so you can defeat Nightmare Moon. Even getting all the little stones of
the elements of harmony.
The elements of harmony. And even when that's done, you still don't get Nightmare Moon. There's one point of the game. There's one point of the game.
Well, hey, let's hold off before we get to your biggest pet peeve about the game, because I know that's where you're heading.
Yes.
So the way this game is built, it's, I guess you classify.
One goal.
Well, because it's evolved a bit, right?
But yes, also getting tons of ponies.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's what you call a resource gathering game, right? So you build stores, you build shops, and every so often they yield something, which then you collect, and you get coins for collecting so much stuff. And if you get enough coins, then you can buy new ponies, or you can buy new shops, which makes more stuff, which then you collect. And you just keep building bigger and bigger things, right? So
yeah, and almost a lot of these games have, like, these little diamonds, because I have a lot of those games where you have to collect the stuff, and the diamonds are hard to get, and they have a lot of things that cost a lot of diamonds, like Celestia was, like, 400 or something.
So, like, the most popular pony, well, main 6 you can get right away, right?
Yeah, and then you have to actually buy with real money the diamonds.
Yeah, so, well, you can get the diamonds other ways.
Yeah.
You can earn them, you know, different ways.
Yeah, but that's like the way for Hasbro to get more money.
but it's slow, right? So if you don't want to spend money, you can earn diamonds, but it takes forever.
Yes, it really does get coins very easily, though.
You get lots of coins, but the diamonds, what are some of the ways you get diamonds?
The diamonds are, like, defeating these little tiny creatures. You get one diamond.
Oh, now what are those creatures? You know the creatures.
Well, we have the Paris breeds. We also have some other ones in Canterlot that I don't want to mention. Big battle and stuff, new villain and stuff.
This is still the spoilers you didn't want to reveal yet. Okay.
I really don't. So, like, there are these other things that I don't want to mention. In Appaloosa, you can get these little fruit bats and...
So whenever the game started, the first time you loaded it 5 years ago, there's one land, right?
One little land, and you start with Twilight Sparkle.
Your favorite pony.
Why do you have to start with her? I mean, like, you could have started with Pinkie Pie. I mean, like, she's a bright pony.
What?
brighten things up.
I think you know the answer to that. Why do you think they started with Twilight Sparkle?
Because she is the important one.
She's the main character of the show, right? Everything happens around her.
Yeah.
Well, just like whenever we did our Super Pony roll call at the end of season one, she was the only pony that appeared in every single episode.
Yeah. And also, yeah, she'll always there. And then in one part of the game, she becomes something. And then, yeah.
Oh, you don't want to talk about that either?
No.
Okay, that's fine.
There's so many spoilers in this game.
Well, because the game has developed with the show, right? So as the show has added new plot, the game has added things onto it, right?
And now since the Crystal Empire, another bad guy that you can get from there, they put it in Canterlot.
Well, I think you can say his name.
Still didn't unlock him.
Just say the name.
All right, fine. His name is... Oh, yeah, King Sombra.
So he's a character that you can unlock now.
Yeah.
But let's just finish walking through this. So when the game first started, you could only do Ponyville, and you start with a single pony, and you build out from that. And in that, and you were saying earlier, in that land, the mission was...
I kind of got the game when it, like, just... open, because like when I opened it there was nothing really new, and started things and locked it, so I guess I got the game before any updates came
to it. No, I even remember back then, Finley, you're
when
right.
There was nothing open. Like I remember watching my cousins unlock different things because they have the game too, but now there are locks on the things that we had just got because we already had the level because it took so long for it to update.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay. But, so in the first level that it opened with, the whole goal, as you said, you had to collect the Elements of Harmony for the purpose of defeating Nightmare Moon, which is essentially the story of season one of the show, right?
And now every time it updates, you get new things. So the ponies will, like there was one episode where Pinkie Pie made a friend with a party pony, and then they had tons of party things that you could get. And then, like, the ponies ask you to do certain things. There's this little book in the corner that you can open. And then they're little, like, quests to do to also earn diamonds that way and money.
Right. So if you follow the quest book,
and little
that's one way to
get
and that,
the next level.
And do you remember, like, what some of the quests are?
The quests, some of the quests, like, ask you to, like, remove some land. Some get, like... get rid of some rocks and stuff to open more things. Some are to get ponies. Some are to level up ponies. Some are to buy ponies and get their houses and stuff like that.
Oh, I know something to ask you. You mentioned leveling up ponies. What do you have to do that?
So what you do is they give you these little games. You can do apple picking, like stargazing, like different games. And there's a ball bouncing one. So like you start out by like, Spike asks you a favor, like, level up Twilight! and then every time you fill one little star, you can fill up 5 stars to get her all the way leveled up. So it doesn't ask you to play any more games anymore after that. And in the middle, when you get a star, you get to play this little racing game where each pony gets little rainbow wings and they fly through little clouds.
That's at the end of each full star.
And then there's this little arrow, like, then there this arrow shows you when the shadow bolts may, like, knock into you. And the point is to collect little clouds to get a sonic rainbow and get tons of points.
And points, and you can pick up coins that way, too.
Which is also getting money that way, too.
Exactly. So it's another way to get some money.
But and you also lose money sometimes when you play the games because you have to pay.
Right. Oh, so... since we're talking about mini games and the evolution of the game, you know, as you say, when it started out, those were the mini games. But since then, they've added on additional mini games. I know one of them was riding the carts, the diamond dog carts.
But you don't have to pay money. You collect these little circles, like the wheels, and you only have 5 goes because you only have 5 wheels. And then the next day, you'll get new 5 wheels. There's also something called Balloon Pop where you pop little balloons and get little objects inside too, also can be money, and which a very small amount to get a diamond.
And then I think one of the mini games you like best are the ones that opened up when the Equestria girls showed up.
Yeah, it's called the Equestria one, and they have these little music note, those little hearts, and you have to press down once if there's one little heart, And then if it's pink, you press down. And then if there are two, you have to put two fingers down exactly when the hearts hit this little line.
Right, you're supposed to tap the pattern.
And it moves your character to get the whole dance. And then the green ones, you hold down until the end, and they're harder.
Right, because you're supposed to basically tap the pad in harmony with the music that's playing. It's all songs from the movie.
Yeah, and if you get it wrong, she's just gonna like so slowly move, not get into the rhythm.
They don't do a good dance, and you don't earn points. And that's other ways you can from
Keep
all those mini
money.
Games. And from those mini games, that's another way you get ponies too.
Uh-huh.
You open up ponies through that.
There are also these little achievements. So if you did like the dancing game for how long, which is a crazy number of points you have to earn, like thousands, and then you get a pony or some kind of reward like diamonds or stars. And if you move your little minecart along the way, you can also get big prizes. And the same with the dancing game. You go to the presents and sometimes money, diamonds, and then at the end might be a pony.
So since we're on the topic of minigames, what would you say is your favorite minigame of the ones we just discussed?
My favorite, they also have this new one. It's not really a minigame, but you dress them little characters and you need to use money or diamonds to get the stuff. So that's another way that you have to
collect stuff or get diamonds. And that's, you mean you have to get diamonds to buy certain clothes? Is that it?
Yeah. And then sometimes if you collect enough clothes, you also win a big prize.
Oh. So is that your favorite thing about the game, is dressing the ponies?
No, I like the minecart game.
You like the minecart game? That's your favorite one. And that's where you just have to try to jump.
And
you're trying to avoid diamond dogs and other stuff in the mines, right?
And there are also, I think, the little flying ponies. And they're really hard because if you move, they move with you. So, like, they're hard
to avoid.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about, so we mentioned that you start in Ponyville, but since then, a bunch of other lands have opened up. So what other places can you get to now in the game besides Ponyville?
You can get to Canterlot, Appaloosa, and now I think you can get to Everfree Forest.
Right. And in each of those lands, they have unique ponies that you have access to, but they don't.
Yeah.
So, like, there's some ponies you only get in Equestria that you don't get
in Canterlot. Like, in Celestia, will show up anywhere, really, except...
Yeah. And the main six are everywhere.
Yeah.
Just like in the TV show.
Celestia are either going Ponyville or in Canterlot. She's not going to get her hooves all dirty in Appaloosa.
So which of the lands that you have access to is your favorite?
I think it's Appaloosa. I like all the little apple ponies that you can buy. So many. She has so many cousins.
Right. Well, you can make it look like a real farm, too, because they let you put apple trees in there.
Yeah.
So you can really make... And again, there you... You can get stuff out of the trees.
Still waiting for Manhattan. They had this new update with a new pony that we're not going to meet for a long time. So,
you can get this pony now?
She lives in Manhattan. You can't. She was just on the app, so I got super excited because she lives in Manhattan, but...
She's not open yet.
Manhattan's still not open.
You think they're going to open Manhattan?
I think they might.
Is that the land that you hope they open next? Because they haven't opened... They haven't made the Crystal Empire or anything open or Cloudsdale, right?
Cloudsdale should have been open by now.
But with those lands not open, is it still Manhattan that you want them to open next?
Yeah.
So what would you say is your favorite part of the game? What do you enjoy most about it?
My favorite part about the game is that, like, there's never a boring moment. Like, what do I do? There's no quest left, but there's never another quest. Like, if you finish, there's always going to be another quest after that.
Well, there's always something to do, right? Because it's a collecting game, it's, you know, there's a shop that's making something that you need to collect, or you can tap on a tree to get more coins, or you can get rid of a pear sprite, or...
You can play the mini games. You can always level up your ponies. You can, let's see, not just do quests, but there are other things you can do to get little ponies, too.
Yeah. But at the heart of the game, even though there are things like trying to defeat Nightmare Moon, it's about collecting, right?
Yeah.
It's about getting all the ponies.
Yeah, and like I was saying before, there is one big goal I'm still trying to get.
Good, tell us what
I have been trying so hard to figure out how do you get Luna. I have been searching. I've been looking every single day at Violet Pony. Where's Luna? Where's Luna? It's like I got all the things unlocked. Yeah. And then Nightmare Moon was still there. And then like Celeste, they did the whole part in the real show. And you're like, I missed you too, sister. But still, she didn't appear anywhere. Because a lot of things I watched, they're in the inventory for some reason. They defeated her somehow.
Yeah, no, because we even looked this up online. We tried to find out how you get her. And supposedly, when you finish that first mission, you're supposed to get her, but she's never shown up. And I think that's a bug, because everything we've seen online and elsewhere, she should be available to you now, but for whatever reason. So that's your least favorite part of the game.
Yeah.
And so what pony were you most excited to finally get? Because, I mean, the main six were easy. You got those right at the very beginning. Oh, yeah. So what
My
was the favorite one
was,
to get?
Was
the secret one?
Can you guess? Can you?
Which one?
It's Myth Twist.
Myth Twist?
Yes.
Why was that?
Because, like, when you get her, she's so small. And she also, you can get where she goes. Where she lives is in the Cutie Marks treehouse. It's so awesome. And she just lives there with them. I wish she never got her Cutie Marks so she could be one of them.
That's right, because every time you get a pony, you get a house that goes with them, right? Because they actually live in particular places.
Yeah, Snips and Snails don't live together, though.
Where do they live?
They all live in different houses, but I think they might live together, but I don't know. They don't look like brothers.
So, on the whole, on a scale of 1 to 5 iTunes gift cards, how many iTunes gift cards would you give this game?
5.
5?
Four.
Why 4?
Because, like, I don't like the bug. Where is Luna?
You want Luna. Okay, well, whoever's
like,
out there
makes... you're supposed to get Princess Luna here. I tried hard. I worked so hard for those Twilight gems. So hard.
Hey, well, you know what? Whenever we post this episode and we tweet that it's out there, we'll make sure to include the makers of the game, just so they know we're talking about them.
Hasbro.
Well, Hasbro's the company that licensed the ponies. They make the ponies, but they're not the ones who make the actual game. It's a different
company. But when you open the game, you see Hasbro. Buy Hasbro.
Well, they're part of it, but they're not the actual makers. So that was the first game you wanted to talk about. What's the second game you want to talk about?
It's Minecraft My Little Pony.
And so, how does My Little Pony fit into the great big world of Minecraft?
They decided that My Little Pony was so great that they just had to make a mod to go with ponies. The makers, Mojang.
I don't think it's Mojang. I think it was some person.
Yeah, like
or a community people.
A lot of people. Because I know another mod called the furniture mod, someone named Crayfish, that's his name.
Made it.
Crayfish made that.
Well, you know what, another to-do for me, whenever we post this, we'll have to give credit to the
makers of Violet Pony. Oh my gosh, I love it.
Okay, so tell me about it. So what happens when you download the My Little Pony mod, and there's a map that goes with it, right?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about it.
You become a My Little Pony yourself, which I became Daring Do, which was the best.
Do you get a choice?
No, they spawn you in without anyone. I've seen some boys become Rarity, and it was awesome.
You can change the pony you are.
No, you can't.
Well, then how did some people become boy or come Rarity?
Because they just choose a random pony.
Well, they made their own, maybe? They made their own skin?
I don't know, but I think it just randomly chooses a pony for you when you spawn in.
But every time you do, you're Daring Do.
Yes, which is awesome because I get to fly around with wings.
Right.
It's not just I'm floating Rarity.
That's right, because if you're a Pegasus, you actually fly through the air.
She flaps her wings.
And that's right, the wings actually move. They flap up and down.
Yes, they really do. Super cool.
Well, tell me more about what's in the mod and the map.
So, in the map, you have Ponyville. They're missing the Crystal Empire. They have Manhattan, and they made the little Statue of Liberty, but a horse. And they have a lot of different towns. It's so awesome. which I'm still trying to figure out because My Little Pony glitched out for me. So, yeah.
Well, but, yeah.
Yeah. It's fine. It's just a little glitch. We can totally fix that.
But out of the lands that you've explored, because it's a big map, right?
I love Manhattan. Like, it's such a big... They got every little detail. Even when you spawn the little villagers in, they're real My Little Ponies. Which is one thing I really don't like, because they only choose, like, 3 or 4 ponies. Like, they could have chose, like, 6, because, like, there are only, like, 3 or 4 ponies that you can spawn in. Just these random ponies.
They're not any ponies you recognize.
No. Well, there is the one, which you're going to like. The only one, the main characters that you really know, is Applejack.
Hey, whoever made this mod knew what they were doing.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure there is a Twilight, but... I know there's an Applejack in there somewhere.
So does the My Little Pony mod map for Minecraft just play like Minecraft? There's nothing different about
it.
Yeah,
it's just My Little Pony, but Minecraft. Which, one thing about My Little Pony that me and my dad figured out, that episode that I really like, we found out why Bon Bon has 2 names.
That's right. Well, let's wait and get to that.
Yeah.
What does that have to do with Minecraft? That doesn't
I don't know. It just, like, came up because one of the ponies I think you spawn in is Bon Bon.
Okay. But, yeah, we won't ruin that secret
right
now.
They like Bon Bon. Everyone likes Bon Bon.
Knowing her backstory now, I like Bon Bon a whole lot more than I did before. But
yeah, Bon Bon is actually the second pony, like I said before, on the My Little Pony Friendship is Magic game that you ever get.
Oh, really? Oh, that's right. That's right. That's why you said you like it so much.
Little Bon Bon.
It sounds like our Finley's My Little Pony studio phone is ringing.
Studio? My little... No, it's not very fancy. Like, there's no camp, like, big fashion shots. There's just computers. But like I'm saying, it's a really great game, and I just love it so much. There's so much detail. They put so much hard work. I can really tell they put a lot of hard work into the game. And it was so much, probably took a lot of, like, coding to get it right, to get the skins right, to get their cutie marks right. They even have the cutie marks. It's so awesome.
Overall, you give this a what?
A 5 out of 5 star rating. I think they did.
Well, wait, no, what scale should we put this? How about 5 out of 5 creepers?
Creepers.
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 Isn't that what those things
My
are in Minecraft?
Creepers.
Isn't that what those things are in Minecraft? They're creepers?
Okay. 5 out of 5 creepers. I think they did do a great job with the little details. So awesome.
I've watched you play it, but you know what? Actually, let's get a second opinion on Minecraft, because we have a special guest here today. This fellow has been dying to get on your podcast since the beginning. And you've been a little bit resistant to including him on the podcast. So
my sister's been rude.
Yeah, well, your sister has declined the invitation, but this young gentleman has been more than happy to join. So why don't you tell everyone who this Kanan person is?
He's this random stranger who came into my house one day.
And has decided to live here for the last 10 years?
Yes.
Why? So, Kanan, who are you?
Her brother.
Now, you've watched your sister play Minecraft, correct?
Yes.
You've watched... Well, you play Minecraft yourself.
Yeah, but
you haven't played the My Little Pony version.
No.
But you've watched her play the My Little Pony version. So, what do you think of the My Little Pony map and mod?
I think it's good, but I didn't ever see her get inside the castle, so I don't think you're allowed to get in the castle.
Yeah, that's one thing that you even brought up. You cannot get into Canterlot Castle. I had tried breaking the windows.
But you did? Why couldn't you get in?
It was like doing this glitch where the blocks spawn back, so like...
Oh, you mean every time you destroy a block, it grows back, so you can't actually break through.
Yeah, it's weird. I thought it was a glitch for once, but then I, like, tried it again. I actually X'd out, put it back, and, my gosh, it doesn't want me in Canterlot Castle. Was I banned because... Celestia didn't like me enough?
Well, you can blow up stuff in Minecraft, can't you? Can you?
I am going to try that.
Oh, so you haven't tried blowing up Canterlot Castle yet?
Well, what if Luna goes along with it?
Well, since she doesn't actually exist in the Minecraft version,
why couldn't you have Luna?
blow a hole in the side and see if that opens it up for you.
Blow.
So, Kanan, what else do you have to say about your experience watching your sister play Minecraft?
I think it's a good map and a good mod. I like it. It's good.
Anything else to add about it?
Little brony.
Be quiet.
What, do you have anything else to add about it?
Not much.
Okay, well, thank you for your expert opinion, our special guest, Kanan.
Yes, now.
We'll have to ask him back for other great insights like that in the future.
We were going to have Arlington on to look up the different ages.
And Arlington is?
Arlington is another stranger who walked up to the door. I was an only child once.
No, I don't believe that was the case. I think you were the one who ruined it for Arlington. She was the only child for a little while, and then you showed up.
Yeah, I walked across that door.
I don't think that's how you got in here either. But, okay, anything else to say about the Minecraft version of My Little Pony?
I like it a lot.
And would you recommend other people play it?
Totally.
Well, who should play Minecraft Pony? Like, what kind of person do you think would enjoy the Minecraft version of My Little Pony the most?
All the people who watch and listen to me. Well, not really watch because you can't see through the microphone. Can you?
No. I would think that people who already play Minecraft, obviously.
Yes, and like I bet the people who like ponies will be like, okay, so you push this button.
Well, it's because you get to... Yeah. Would you say it's because you get to explore...
Yes. The whole world is your
in sort of 3D, right? You get to see Equestria come to life on the screen, right? And explore it.
Well, there is an edge of Equestria. Like, they meet it in the air, so you can actually drop down and find real Minecraft.
Oh, really? If you drop off the edge, it lands you in real Minecraft.
It's a flat world, but they put it above the flat world and then built it by hand, by block by block.
Oh, so it sits on top of an actual Minecraft map.
Yeah, so if you just walk off, I found like a ton of villagers. I'm like, where am I? This is not My Little Pony.
So do you think, some of the My Little Ponies you spawned walked off the map, fell down to the map below, and they're now walking around down
there? That's sad. I don't even think they can make that drop.
Oh, really? I thought when you said you saw villagers down there, I figured that's what you're talking about.
No, like the village was real in Minecraft because they didn't have the mod. For some reason, it was weird.
Oh, okay.
Because they were actual spawn. In real Minecraft, you can find villages, and real villagers spawn with that village.
I gotcha.
So that's probably what happened.
I gotcha. Well, anything else you want to add on this very special game edition of Finley's My Little Pony podcast?
Absolutely no.
So you've covered it all?
Yes. Well, at least it's my provision because, like, I bet you could have a lot more to say. But then if I were on here for, like, ever, then this would be, like, a 5-hour podcast because I could go on and on.
I know. And I think we've reached about the right length for this discussion, don't you?
Yes. I could make a 5-hour podcast if you want.
Next week, we'll return to the regularly scheduled Finley's My Little Pony podcast.
Yes, I think we have a good next episode. So.
It's episode 3 of season 2.
Yes, and I think it's a good episode. So.
Oh, well, then that'll leave everyone wanting. They'll want to come back to hear about this great episode that's in next season.
Yeah.
And if people want to contact you...
I'm sorry, the last time we kind of forgot...
What do you mean we kind of forgot?
We forgot to do that last time.
Oh, yeah, we forgot to remind people how to reach out to you. So how do people reach out to you?
Okay, so there's at Finley's Pony.
For Twitter.
Yeah, and then there's finleyspony@gmail.com.
You're getting good at that.
For Twitter, I think.
No, that last one was Gmail. The first one was Twitter. Oh. You got it right. You did it right.
I'm very confused about this.
Anything else?
Not really.
If not, then...
Goodbye.